Blog Talk Radio.
Today is May 5th, Monday, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Thanks for tuning in today, and happy Monday to you. You know, it finally looks like that we are on our way to having a great spring here in Houston. A couple of days recently, the mornings have been a little chilly for Texas, but the days have been absolutely gorgeous. But you know what? So many folks have been talking about how strange and weird our weather has been, and it's true. You know, I remember when I first came to Houston years ago, it was 84 degrees on Christmas Day the first year, and I thought that was just so awesome. Didn't see anything too much that resembled winter time ever. A couple of days were cool here and there, but nothing like the last couple of years here. A couple of mornings I woke up wondering if I was back up north, thinking, what the heck is up with the weather? Golly, it's changed for sure, at least for the time being. We had a real winter, though, here in Texas, and spring has come in kind of slow, but it's here, and I'm not complaining because I know that, you know, it's rough in some areas where they have real winters. I know. I lived it. I know what it's like to dig yourself out of 3 feet of snow. But anyway, what did we do down here? Well, we broke out our sweaters and jackets and coats, and we went on our way. Yep. And you know what? Life can change like the weather sometimes. There are sudden, swift shifts, unexpected things that occur that we can't always anticipate. At least when the weather changes, you know, they give us some predictions and reports so we can prepare, but not so much with life. Nope. Things happen, and unless we know about it in advance, we can be caught off guard, unprepared, and unequipped to deal with it. And that's what we're going to be talking about when Cassandra McShepherd joins me. But I want to share a little story about what I just talked about, both in relationship to the weather and to change in me. Some years ago when I decided to move to Houston, I had done a lot of research on several warm weather cities. What prompted my thinking about making a huge change from the north to the south was actually the weather. I had lived in the Midwest for most of my life, and I just had it literally up to my neck in snow and cold. There was a huge snowstorm that had occurred earlier in the week, and we were all digging out of, again, 2-3 feet of snow. As soon as the roads were cleared, seemed as if all of us were going to go about life again. 2 days later, another major snowstorm hit. I literally stood in the picture window where I live, looking out, and tears began to roll down my eyes. I know that sounds like a sob story, but it wasn't as bad as it sounds. It was just a great deal of frustration of, wow, this weather is just getting too overwhelming. I know there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of people who have felt identically to that in areas that are still laden with snowstorms. But that tipped the scales for me. I decided at that point that I need to make a major change. I need to go to a place where the weather is lovely and where I can enjoy all of these months under different conditions and reach out on some new things. So I looked at several warm weather cities, Atlanta and L.A. and Houston. And when I came to Houston, I actually visited three times before I made a decision. And I literally went around asking people why they enjoyed being here. I'd heard many great things about Houston. And so I just started to, you know, drive around the city, ask people questions. It was a wonderful place, huge, of course, but I was ready to take it on. But the one thing that really attracted me was the people. Everybody that I asked about why they lived here, they always said the people, and it's true. I always say it's true what they say about Southern hospitality. It's real and alive here. People are awesome when it comes to being friendly and neighborly and helpful and all of that, and I'm talking about the great majority of people. So it was an easy decision for me. I was very excited. I started making plans and actually get here and went on about making it happen. I had reached out to an organization that I worked for, I previously worked for. They had promised me a job. I also was going to work in another industry as a makeup artist because at that time I was doing a lot of that for photography. So I am just excited. I've got my ducks in a row. I'm thinking, wow, this is just going to be exciting. So I make my move, and I'm ready. Well, I'll tell you what. Talk about things changing. I want to tell you what happened next. When I got down to Houston, it was only a day later. I had already secured an apartment on one of my previous trips, so I'm moving in my apartment, and now I am reaching out to the people that I have been in constant contact with for at least 3-4 weeks about my jobs and anticipating at the most 2-3 weeks as a start time. Well, one of the organizations underwent an enormous change, and all of the people that were working there all of a sudden weren't anymore. My contact was no longer there, so the promise of a job was no longer there. And strangely enough, with the other job as a makeup artist, that particular person moved out east to a different location with the company. So what happens? Everything that was promised and anticipated and expected all of a sudden was no longer going to happen. I felt like the rug had been pulled from under me, and as if I had fallen off of a cliff. And all of a sudden now, all of the things I thought I had figured out were no longer figured out. Thing I was thinking about it today when I was realizing I was going to tell you the story. I said I should have packed my stuff and went back up north and rethought the whole thing in another city. But I was already here, and I thought make the most of it. And it was not easy. So many adjustments had to take place after that. But there's a survival instinct in me, and I just determined to make it happen, and one piece after another began to come together. It was not easy, but at some point or another, you get through the process, you make some progress, and at some point you get on the other side of it. It was extremely frustrating. It was frightening. It was all of the things that come along with change, but as I said, we're going to be talking about that today. What do you do when you're saying, what the heck just happened? And then you've got to move on with life. Superstar TV host Cassandra McShepherd is going to be joining me for this conversation, and I've got her on the line right now, and I know it's going to be fun. Hey, Superstar, how are you today?
I'm well, Silver. Thank you so much for allowing me to come back on your Mastermind Monday. You said, I know it's going to be fun, and I as I'm listening to the part of life that you shared, it didn't sound like any fun.
It wasn't.
Doesn't
as
sound
I said,
like
it
fun
was,
at all in the moment.
It was extremely frustrating. It was so frightening because I really felt like I had dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's, and that's primarily what we're talking about today. You know, we think we can have it all together. We can be going along in life and things just are seeming normal, regular, all right, but then things happen. Shifts change, shift occurs.
Yeah.
Suddenly things
all
happen. And,
all
and there we
the
are
time.
Trying to figure it all out. So that's what we're going to talk about today and share some thoughts and ideas for the next 20, 25 minutes or so. And what do you think about sudden shifts? I know you've probably had to deal with one or two or three.
To the point, like a skyscraper falling on my head, or is that too... Is that too honest? But the truth is, Silver, what I've learned, because the hits just keep on coming, child. What I've learned really for in so many things is try not to take it personally. That's called the process of life that you explained or shared there. That's what happens. Stuff, as they say, just happens. And it's not personal. I think about it because I don't believe, as we've talked about before, I don't believe that the universe is out to get me. I really believe in a loving God and a teaching universe, a supporting universe for the edification and growth of our souls. I believe that with all that I'm about. So if that be true, when these things happen, then it's nothing that I did necessarily. It's just, and it's not personal. It's obviously just something that I am supposed to learn. And the good news is that I'm capable of learning it as well. So the first thing you've got to do, as we always look at first steps, is you've got to assess the new situation. And I said, the sooner you can do that without bemoaning what appears to be lost, the better.
Well, I totally agree with you on that. We don't want to wallow too much in what has happened, in the sense that you know, it could hold you back or weigh you down or keep you in a place that prevents you from moving forward. However,
right.
Just my you know, mental training and some of my professional training tells me you have to look at what has happened, in the sense of what responsibility you may have in it, for assessing it in a way that you don't repeat anything if it's that kind of situation. It's not always, of course, because there's so many elements and instances where we have no individual connection to what happened, like the situation that I just described.
Of course.
But go ahead.
I was going to say, and it often happens that way. We're not necessarily, as I understood what you were sharing, we're not necessarily talking about where we fall short and where we don't do what we're supposed to do, where we don't act on
right.
the best information that we have in any given situation. We're talking about when life happens. And
exactly.
As like I say, I offer that it happens all the time. And so,
mm-hmm.
and I know the purpose for this is to learn to navigate that, because it happens, and
mm-hmm.
it's going to continue
mm-hmm.
happening. And I guess, like
mm-hmm.
I say, when I remove the, because a lot of times we want, I don't know why we want to go into this beating ourselves up mode, and we do that so often. Oh, I'm, you know, I failed, or I this or I that. And a lot of times it's just, you know, I was journaling this past weekend, I wrote them down as wonderful invitations to grow and to learn things and to grow in ways that, can I tell you, I would never do on my own. I wouldn't do unless I had to. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm convinced that that's what it is, because I believe that we live in a loving universe, and that those things that don't take us out of here are meant to expand our, not just our thinking, but our experiences. But bottom line, mm-hmm. you got to shift gears, and you got to do it quick.
Yes, you do. And I want to ask you this question, Cassandra, because you're dead on with what you just said. And that kind of thinking is smart thinking. And sometimes we don't get to that smart part until we've done change a
couple
a
lot
of times. Exactly. Is there any way that you believe we can have a good preparation, not knowing, of course, we can't know things that are going to happen, but when we talk about mastering our mindset, do you think there are ways we can find ourselves somewhat ready?
You know what? Ready for the unknown. I know it sounds mm-hmm. Crazy, and a person will say, well, how mm-hmm. do you prepare for what you don't know is coming? And there is a very easy way and a very real way, in my opinion, and it is, again, what this whole mastering your mindset is based on. And that's coming up with giving some thought to a core belief. What do you believe about the world that you live in? We've talked about that in many situations because, again, when a situation like this happens, a lot of times we look at it and the thing is, what did I do? What can I do? And what if you didn't do anything? But you're going to fall on this belief. A lot of the time is wasted in the bemoaning what we feel is lost and beating ourselves up with, oh, we failed, and so on and so forth. And it's none of that. It's just time for you to do something else. Or maybe even time for you to do nothing. That's difficult for many of us to do as well. The art of just waiting, waiting it out and, mm-hmm. and waiting to see what is really going on. I'd offer that when life shifts on you that quickly, how can you possibly understand what time it is? And again, if you've got a core belief which says that you are not a victim and the universe is not out to get you, then what's going on? Could be mm-hmm. that you've got to pay attention. Could be that you've got to learn a new thing. It could be any number of things that if you believe in the life you're living, you go to those versus feeling as though you lost again or you messed something up. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, for sure it does. But I know that people don't, again, always find themselves as smart. I've been a thinker for a long time, a processor, a person that takes on things to grow and learn from, just as you've described. But when that happened, when I moved here, and all of a sudden I was faced with questions again and trying to get answers and make decisions and all of that, it felt horrible. And so I know you know, if I had been perhaps even a little bit more less shocked, I guess is probably the best word, but way of describing it, less shocked, I might have been able to rebound a little bit faster. But I was really shocked and stymied for a minute and not exactly sure now what to do, because for months I had made a plan. Literally for months, that just shattered to pieces. And so I know that the average one of us, if we are faced with a major shift or sudden change or something unexpected, we're not always as prepared mentally, emotionally, financially as we would like to be. And so when I said all of that to say that probably within the master your mindset framework is just understand what we've said. People say things all the time. Stuff happens. Be ready for the unexpected, you know. But that's true. They may sound like cliches, But actually, that's how we have to live.
And that's exactly where I was going. Where I was going to go with that, because you know, cliches aren't just. It's not just familiar noise that you hear. It usually has a. It has a point and a purpose. And the thing is, which is more than any particular situation happening or not happening, but the trick is to live a life like that. You know, it said that if you knew everything that was going to happen, what would be the need for faith in anything? Mm-hmm. If you knew, you wouldn't. You know, there would be no need for faith, and so much growth, personal growth especially, would be lost. Because it would just be a waiting things out, and there would be no room, no reason to expand your thinking and to grow in certain arenas. And and so how then do you live on the edge like that? Well, of course, that's personal. You got to figure that one out yourself. But I believe that it is the way to do it. So you live with an expectation and ready to accept all good things, which sounds kind of Pollyanna, but it works for me. And it is, again, in my thought processes, I am available to accept the good. And you know, Silver, you know this about me. I really kind of live in a receivership kind of frame of mind. And not that I don't make plans, but I'm just like always ready to watch and see now what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it works. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't experience disappointment. I do. But it doesn't necessarily shake me to the core, because I believe in my place in the life I'm living. I believe in the God that I love and serve. I believe in all of that. And so these things that happen, it's like I think I shared with you, I had a kind of, you know, turbulent weekend, which at this point I'm just looking back thinking, wow, that was deep, full of a lot of disappointments, and you know, but it didn't take me out. So it's like, why, you know, I heard, I'll give you this example. I heard Oprah say that sometimes she prays, God, don't teach me anything else today, please. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
I can relate.
You know what? But that's what it is. And how do you know? Well, in large part, it's because it's what you decide. It's how you decide to explain or to label what you're experiencing. And that comes from that core belief system that you hopefully give some thought to identifying. What do you really believe about the world that you're living in? Believe about the life that you're living. And it sounds kind of like it doesn't necessarily, well, it sounds kind of, how is that going to help you in the moment? But as creatures of habit, we go for what we know. And so if your core belief is that life is not out to get you, when a situation like that happens, you don't take it personally. You don't betray yourself. You don't abandon you in the process. You realize, okay, well, I guess this is not what I thought it was. But if I'm still good and I'm still worthy and I'm still loved, then what is it? What am I going to do with this? And the ultimate thing to do, Silver, even harder than what we've been discussing so far, is to live with a sense of anticipation, but not expectation. That means that, again, if you are living by faith, as they would say, then you are just trusting that the best is coming your way and you're ready to receive it. So then you would say, so how do you plan for anything? You prepare for everything. On the path of life that you're on, you educate yourself, you familiarize yourself, you do due diligence in all of those arenas. And then you sit back and watch what happens. As I hear myself, I'm like, this sounds crazy, but you know that's how I live.
You know, let's talk a little bit more about perspective, since you
yes.
just touched on what I have. Let's talk a little bit more about perspective, because I think one of the greatest things I read, and I don't know who said it, and I've seen it in print several times since. But you can take that why me mentality, what you just said, blaming yourself, which a lot of times we do. Why me? Why is this happening? Why? And one of the greatest emphasis I've seen on a perspective is don't ask why me, ask what. What do I need to do now? Because that'll propel you.
Not why me, what now?
Yeah, what now? It'll propel you into action rather than wallowing in a type of pity or fear or hesitation or all of the messaging that you may give yourself because something happened. We are so good at negatively messaging things when occurs, and it's just like you said, the reason is because we label everything a certain kind of way when it happens, and that in itself has proven itself to be very wrong, because if we label it that, we'll live it that way. If we don't label it that, we will, again, put ourselves in a positioning where we can ask what now and then move on. It took a while for me to realize things just do happen. They do. And they're going to happen with me involved.
Yes,
and yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I realize I have no time to spend with a why me attitude. I don't need to spend a whole lot of time trying to analyze in some type of way that's going to change it, because if it happened, it's not going to change. So you know that you have to ask the forward question. You know you have to do the forward thinking that says, what now? What do I do now since this has happened? What do I do now with the situation? What do I do to get past this? What are the steps forward? If you can, the minute you hear yourself say, why me? Mm-hmm. And slap yourself on one side of the face. Now, at least, at the very least, you'll begin to get your bearings, at least. And I would write it in big letters.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You go from being a victim of a situation to a student of a situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure. But I would write it in big letters and put it on the vision board or over the computer or on a little card that's on your cart seat next to you, so that you can, every time it comes to your mind, you see something that says, what now? That, again, will propel you forward. That's important, mm-hmm. that you get the perspective. Spend less time wallowing, spend less time whining, and spend more time thinking about how to move forward. There is a process. That's the next thing. We've got process to make progress. Sometimes, using the situation when I moved down here, I couldn't get everything back together as fast. Because I'm here now, and then I need to go and find a job now, and I need to, you know, make sure I'm having a regular income, all kinds of things. But it was a process, and I am telling you, when you think you got your stuff together and then all of a sudden it's not, I wasn't stuck in a why me. I was going forward in my what now, but I tell you, even then it was still a process before there was any real sense of I've got a new pathway that I'm going down now. And it took a little while before I felt the progress of it all, and it literally did take a little time for me to get over my shock of what had happened. It just showed me something that's true, and I don't like to emphasize anything that's negative, but again, it's one of those cliches that even the best laid plans can fail.
Oh, baby.
And
yes.
And I don't like for the sense of the negativity of it, but again, it's one of those things that is such a real reality. You don't plan for the failure, but it's one of those things that, you know, in the process of life, again, sometimes plans just don't go as planned.
Exactly. And I will offer also, again, like I said, when we're talking about how to do this thing that work that we do called life, I don't know how to do it from without a outside of a base of faith. And I personally don't think it should be done without that. And so a lot of things that I say in ways that I think are from that from that position. But I remember asking a young woman. I was doing a presentation, and I had occasion to connect with a very jaded young girl. And she, you know, at the age of 19, she had it all figured out, and it wasn't nothing nice thing called life. And, you know, everything was wrong. Everybody was out to get her. And because she showed up in a certain way, there were things that she'd never be able to do and so on and so forth. And she paid attention. You know, she rallied her experiences with mine, even though she granted that I had some age over her. But her experiences were real, and they were real to her. They were all that she had experienced. But I said to her, sweetie, what makes you think you know how to think? And she looked at me like I was crazy. And, of course, I might be a little bit. But I said, you know, why would you think, why would you trust what you are experiencing to be true? What if you don't have all the information in any given situation? And the reality is we don't. And I'm not just talking about a 19-year-old. I'm talking about grown folks. You only know what you have decided is true for you. And I should say you're operating off that information. And does that mean it's right? No. It's just what you, as you said before, call the situation that you're dealing with. Does that make it factual? Not at all. And so, again, as we talk about, you know, kind of how to navigate this, if we can challenge ourselves to live eyes wide open, mind open even wider, to see what time it is, to see what's going on, versus the labeling, which we're not qualified to do, and which oftentimes don't work for our don't work to our benefit. And then when things happen like that, then we are less thrown off and more able to look at it without the judgment that we place on ourselves in many cases. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It makes perfectly good sense. So in the process and to the progress, and I like that, Cassandra, because that just says get more information, because how we assess it in perspective may be totally wrong, and I would guess in a lot of circumstances, like you just described, all wrong. So it would make sense to get a better understanding of it. You probably were sent to bring that light and understanding to her. I'm sure a light did go on, but I totally think that, as you just have said, we must in that process look for those beams of light to help us to get through it, things that advice that helps us, and reading and paying attention to the realities and not just the things that we entertain in our own thoughts, because we often are really, really, really wrong. Last thing I have is planning in the aftermath. There is light at the end of change. There's life after some of the most horrific things. And you know, we've talked about it, but we haven't been specific about many things except in our own circumstances. But there are some things that are hard to horrifying that happen, tragedies. And, you know, not something as simple as moving away like I did to start a new life. Not that it was simple, but it's certainly not to be compared to some of the more tragic things that happen. People lose their relationships, they break up. Even wonderful, wonderful things like becoming a mother can bring such a change into your life. And, you know, some people handle it well, and others need help handling. And even new blended families those kinds of things. Even something as simple as getting a new boss, you go to a different department. There's so many shifts. There's so many. I couldn't possibly make a list in its entirety.
Of course, it's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we're talking about all of that because, again, life brings it. It happens on a daily basis. Even something can happen in the midst of your day. It doesn't have to be anything that's tragic. But even things that shift you from one thing to another, you thought you were going to be doing this, but now you're doing that, all requires a sense of understanding of how to handle the life in ways that in your day may require flexibility, but even in the bigger things, a different kind of thinking than you may looked at before. You tend to have so much logic and misinformation. But when we start looking at realities, which is sometimes a lot harder, I think that's when we have our most greatest moments of this is how you really deal with life. And I think we have our greatest breakthroughs of being happy and balanced when we actually look at life and its realities. So in the aftermath, which means that we made it through, we're on the other side of it, or at least we made it over the hurdle, maybe still running somewhat, while things are still, the race is still on. But we have to remember that we can plan for that, and that also helps us in our thinking that, okay, this change is happening, but I can start planning for a better day, a better time, a better situation, and when things will feel good and okay for me.
True.
Again.
Yes. I think in order to do that and give yourself a break, consider the possibility that the timing under which you wanted a thing to happen was not going to be the best for you. Of course, that's something that, again, you have to decide. That's going to be your story, and you stick with it because mm-hmm. you can't mm-hmm. know. All you know in the moment is that what you were hoping for is not unfolding at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, again, if you plan to see yourself as succeeding even, then you're okay with, okay, well, this wasn't the best time. As I always say, must be something else good's going to happen. I don't know what it is right now. But I've decided that's my
it's
story.
The right attitude.
And I'm going to stick to it.
Yeah.
You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? That's my story, and that's what I'm sticking with. Must
yes.
be. And Silver, you and I both live long enough and have come through enough shrouded blessings. It didn't feel like nothing nice at the time. Where I really believe that I'm not just making noise. I really have seen how if I had pushed even. And if I had attempted to force a thing that was trying not to happen at a time, I have lived long enough to see the beauty and the benefit that came because I did it in the right time and not my time.
Right, right. Well, I know that, you know, both of us talk about things that we have lived out, that we have experienced, and that too, I believe, brings a beauty to it. We're talking from a genuine place of what we have understood and had to go through, and for many years, Cassandra, we have been doing that, sharing that. And I don't exactly remember how it all happened when we first began on the air together. How it happened that we started doing life topics, but we've been doing it ever since, and it's just always been from a place where we've lived there. You know, we don't make this up as we go. I
no,
don't remember exactly how we came up with
because life happens, you know. Life
happens,
and when life happens, you desperately look for answers.
When we were on the air together when we started doing life topics, that's what I meant. when we first started doing it. I can't remember exactly what the design of it was.
All right.
We've
always spoken from our experiences. I believe it's one of Marion Williamson's quotes from A Course of Miracles, that there's just one of us here. And with a strong belief that if it's real for me, it must be real for somebody else. So we do. We just share from those things that we're experiencing at any given time. And we've gotten confirmation from, you know, listeners of the various talks that we've had or shows that we've had. It really helped them. And we were just, you know, brave enough to tell our own business.
Yeah,
share our own
true.
Experiences at a time.
That's true. Well, this has really been enlightening for sure, and just so insightful. And I always appreciate what you bring to the show as far as your things that you know so far. It really is such a compliment to the idea behind Master Your Mindset. So I want to thank you again for taking the time and applying your heart and interest to what we do here the first Monday of every month. And I want, before you go, to remind us all again of the awesome things that you're doing and how people can check you out online doing your thing.
Well, I am Monday through Friday, weekdays. Obviously, that's weekdays. You can log on, if you are not in the Milwaukee area, to fox6now.com and watch me have a good time with my co-host of the show, Real Milwaukee. You can go to CassandraMcShepherd.com where you can see, I'll talk to you, I'll sing to you, I'll show you a real good time. but again, as I am living this life, which I just find fascinating, I just this whole thing called life and past and experiences, I just find really fascinating, and I try to remind myself constantly, don't take it personally. Especially when it bites.
Yes.
Don't take it personally, you know. So.
And what's that
me.
Website? I know, but let's tell them again. I know it's easy.
Fox6now.com for the show. Fox6now.com. And the show is Real Milwaukee, or my website, CassandraMcShepherd.com. Then you can
always find me
here for as long as you'll let me. On first Monday with you.
That door is always going to be open. Are you kidding me?
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I want to thank all of you for being the greatest people on the face of the cyberspace. I appreciate you so much for taking time to tune in to Foxology today. I just want to give a couple of reminders of what we just talked about. I had my radio BFF on with me today, superstar Cassandra McShepherd, one of the hosts of Real Milwaukee, and we talked about what just happened, wrapping your head around change. It isn't always the easiest thing to do, but as she just said, you know, don't take it personally. Another thing you want to do is just be prepared, not in a way that has you living with fear or hesitation, but just know that things happen, and when you do, not to ask why me, ask what now. And then a perspective. Make sure analyzing and adjusting is in consideration, but make sure it's really right on about how you're looking at things. No whining, no wallowing. And then the process and the progress, depending on how minor or major it may be, can equate to the time it may take to get through to a good place, but do know that it is a process and you can get through it. And then in the aftermath, of course, that's the good place. You made it through it like most people do when they stay focused on thinking forward and moving forward. You can do it. Sound good? Sounds good to me. All right. You have yourself an incredible day. I'm going to look forward to talking to you again next time. And again, thank you so much for listening.